Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Juan Soto.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Makes it so that they can't see the silhouette of the board or the kayak.
Or they should build boards with built-in LED lights.
Yes.
I think we were saying.
That do they have already boards built with lights?
That's
now?
What they're working on, yeah.
Okay.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
You know I love the pause, the BBC shows.
Yeah.
British.
Why is there a pause there?
We'll explain that to you.
Yeah, we'll explain that to you later.
Okay.
Because clearly you
just think of the initials.
Yeah, just think about it as we go.
Our poor real estate. Don't we love our poor
innocent little coworker? Over
I'm surprised she doesn't
like
know
big
BBC.
Booty.
I know.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Tripoli's pizza is good. It has a nice sweet sauce to it. But espresso pizza, yeah, you have to hold it with four hands. Never mind two hands.
Now,
sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Curtis, is that a full beaver moon out there this morning that I just saw?
I don't want a suspension, so I have no idea what you're asking me.
You are the weather smoke. I would assume that
you know what a beaver moon is.
When you see a beaver moon, you should know one, Curtis.
All right, it's just the full and then that. Whatever. I mean, you know, let's get feisty. Yes, I'm sure it is. It's actually
a nice beaver.
It's a hanging glibus.
What is up with the Bruins, Shime?
Terrible.
This team stinks.
They got boned by a couple calls last night, but there's no excuse for the dismal the way they performed in the second period and then ongoing in that hockey game last night.
Also, shouldn't Montgomery have been a little bit more, geeked up, juiced up, pissed off after that Jamie Benn hit?
Oof. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. Like, you got, I will give it to Zadorov that he did what he should have done.
He beat the bag out of him.
And they pummeled him. I don't understand why they reviewed it. I don't understand. That's clearly a major. Like, you're hitting a guy. The rule reads that you cannot hit a defenseless player from behind, and he boarded him.
Right.
And you're talking about a guy in Carlo who has concussion issues anyway. So, but that, it doesn't, and honestly, I don't think they should have got the penalty shot off of Lori, off that. That should have been a penalty, but not a penalty shot.
Yeah, that one was strange.
But anyway, it doesn't matter, right? Because you're doing the exact same thing that you're always doing, which is letting guys sit in front of the net and put the puck in. And in the case of, I don't know, it must have been the fifth goal. I think when they scored the fifth goal, you got guys like David Pastrnak that are like doing figure eights, getting back to back check, and there's three guys wide open, three stars sitting there camping out because you think the period's over. There's 10 seconds left. It's embarrassing. It's like nobody on that hockey team. They get up for one game,
right?
They get up. They get the third period comeback in St. Louis, and then nobody on that team wants to win that game last night.
No juice.
Zero juice.
But also, I saw it, and so many people were so right when it comes to that Benn hit. They're like, if that was Marchand, he'd get a 20-game suspension. Like, that was crazy.
Right, you're That's right, Courtney.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when it comes to the actual goals and losing that game. It's just an annoying addition.
So, but, like, after that hit, you would have expected the rest of the team to rally and, like, that to energize them. Even if they came out slow and it was kind of, oh, all right, you're down 2-0, down 2-1, whatever. Whatever it is, like, after that hit, the entire team should have been like, all right, we need to light these guys up. And instead, they turtled and they collapsed.
But, Craig, I mean, just you were right about this team, even withstanding the unbelievable regular season they had. They got a disciplinarian coach fired.
Yep.
The ownership and front office of this team rewarded players like DeBrusque who were crying about how Cassidy was treating them. Mm-hmm. That is the core of this roster.
Yep.
They don't do things to stand up for their coach or teammates. And everything that I was raised about loving the Big Bad Bruins is long gone.
Yeah, that's been gone for a while.
Zadorov did stand up for his team. He was pummeling.
Yeah, but Benn. Curtis is right. Like, Jim Montgomery is floating out there. They know it. And
stop with the excuses. They stink. There's no energy. Curtis might be right. Jim Montgomery, he doesn't even look like he's engaged. The players are not engaged. This team, we had this conversation, our expectations, and we were like, you know, this team should make the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, Courtney might be right. This team might not even make the playoffs based off of just the way that they look. Dallas was just way better than them. Well, say what you want. They were way better than them.
Yeah, and you gain a couple of steps forward, and you get yourself to within five games of Florida or wherever you were going into that game last night, and then you throw up a pathetic effort, absolutely pathetic. That third goal. The
one-handed one where he just kind of like
wide open, like literally wide open, sitting there, you know, 3 feet away from Jeremy Swayman, and nobody's on him. It's awful.
They've been outscored by 16 goals through 18 games. That is one of the worst goal differentials in the NHL. And I would like, maybe if I'm Sweeney, I don't reward the players by firing the coach again. I don't know. Yeah. Like, we always talk about, well, how many coaches can Sweeney hire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why would you want to reward the players who are clearly deciding not to play for Montgomery? I just don't get it.
Like, well, Milbauer said it best yesterday. Does this team have talent? So maybe it's time for, I don't know, is it time for Sweeney to look in the mirror? I don't know. Because if you replace the coach, isn't it the same cast of characters?
The only thing that I would see, and it's never going to happen, But if you want a disciplinarian that the fans would get behind, it would be a good PR move, and maybe the players would respond, would be to put Neely behind the bench. That would be must-see TV. Just chucking water bottles at players.
Oh, that would be great. While we're throwing things at our televisions, he can be throwing things off of the bench. I nearly threw something at the massive television I have in my bedroom. Yeah. I don't know if you saw me share that.
Yeah, I did see it. I told you, we got to get a measurement of that.
That is better. That is better.
Yeah.
On that wall, that is better.
There is no room for wall.
Is that a nice plasma TV?
When it comes to my bedroom television, I am well endowed.
All right.
Shine. Well endowed.
I don't think there's any other 60 adjacent man that's this concerned about what other people think of his TV. But
well,
it is
you've been dragging me. You've all been dragging me for weeks, maybe months on that. So I feel the need to defend myself.
All right, well, how big is that wall, really? Can we get a real measurement on that wall?
That is the wall of my bedroom. Now, I had some jackass in the DMs say you hung that thing too close to the wall switch. That's the bedroom wall. That is the only wall that faces the bed.
Yeah.
Therefore, that is where the television can go in the condo. There's no other.
How big is the television?
I don't know how
he
big
he couldn't
it
get
is.
Bigger it's, for that wall. Like that. I, that is appropriate.
It extends itself nearly to the end of the wall.
Yeah, my guess is probably like 50 inches.
Sure.
All right.
Whatever. It may be bigger. Yeah. I have no idea.
Not the only thing exaggerated in that room.
You know, Curtis. You work with what you have. This is, here is the great Maria. Maria from Watertown. Hello, Maria.
Oh, my God. Where to start with this bucket of uninspired, underachieving group of hockey players?
Mm-hmm.
Look, they are their own worst enemies. They keep making the same GD mistakes over and over and over again, and it's been happening all season long. Curtis, to your point, I understand what you're saying about not rewarding the players and changing coaches, but at this point in time, what other options do you have? Because fans are going to start losing interest. And when ownership sees empty seats in that building, then all chaos will break loose. I am so embarrassed and frustrated because on paper, this is not a roster that is as bad as the way that it has been playing. So there is a disconnect somewhere. So at this point in time, the only options that one may have is to just get rid of coaches. And to Jim Montgomery, I want to say to you, when you see the clown show that is occurring with officials where your team gets hosed on two calls and you stand there with your hands in your pockets and don't go all scorched earth on the officials, I have a problem with that.
Oh.
I have a real problem with that.
Chime made that same point.
I can't.
He did come out. I think they said he came out after the first period and wanted a word with the officials. Strongly worded email or Yelp review or whatever. But you're right.
I don't know. Show your team some passion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shine. Thank you. Okay. Even if you get thrown off the bench, maybe that's the fire that your team needs to say, Jesus, we might have lost one of our best defensemen to another potential concussion.
Mm-hmm.
We got hosed on a ticky-tack call that should have been, I'd argue, maybe a minor penalty, and they award a penalty shot, okay? But a goalie gets tapped now, and we call goaltender interference, but we can run a player's head into the boards.
Yep.
You know what, NHL? Take your player safety stuff and shove it where the sun doesn't shine because you don't care about player safety. Yeah.
It's right. Like Alex Cora doesn't get ejected all the time, but when he feels the need to, he goes out and argues a call. Like Jim Montgomery should be giving it to the ref.
I'm
like,
not
you
putting
need to read
it.
The
I refuse
room.
To put it on Jim Montgomery, though. Like,
but like in I, part, he needs to do something
it's
to inspire
not,
it's
his on,
team.
It's on the guys on that team
mm-hmm.
who are well-paid and are unable to, in the case of David Pastrnak, unable to clear the puck. There's giveaways in the neutral zone because you're trying to get cute with some kind of flip pass. Zadorov cannot get the puck out. It's hanging around in your zone. That's not on Jim Montgomery. And that's what they're going to do. Curtis is probably right. Don Sweeney's going to dramatically fire Jim Montgomery and bring somebody else in here, and nothing is going to change.
Nothing's
going to change.
And don't you judge players negatively when, not in, like, football's more, coaches have a much larger impact, but, like, in a sport like hockey, when you just change the coach and all of a sudden players play hard, doesn't that show you they're capable of jaking it?
Yeah.
You're earning this level of money, you're being paid to do a job, and you don't like the coach because of whatever, and you're not exerting 100% effort on the ice. Like, why would you want to keep, you keep allowing those players to win?
Yep. No, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, this team is embarrassing. Stikes.
So. All right. Speaking of football, as Curtis did briefly, how did the Parlay Princess and the Parlay Playmate, Playboy, do last night?
Thank you so much for asking. 4-6.
Okay.
Not great.
Horrible game.
Horrible game. I said when we were talking about it, I'm like, Jaden and Jalen going over, it was like 225 and 221 and a half. I was like, if you look at their last couple of games, they're barely breaking 200 yards.
I don't know where these defenses came from all of a sudden.
The Eagles' defense has been good for like 5 weeks.
It's because of Patricia. He talked to him.
Jaden did not have a good game.
I also told you guys the Commanders were kind of frauds and nobody believed me.
I took the Eagles in the game.
I took the good Eagles, job. But the coaches are so dumb.
You took the Commanders.
No, I took the Eagles.
He took both.
No, I took the Eagles.
When you read it yesterday, you took the Commanders, and I said you told me to take the Eagles.
I said I took the Eagles because there was more money involved in that for my parlay.
Okay.
I took the Eagles. Okay. And the Commanders, best player doesn't touch the ball the whole first half in Terry McLaurin. I got him for 50 yards.
Yep,
he does not touch the ball.
Yep.
Wiggy bets 12 parlays, so he covers every possible eventuality.
Yeah. Right. Where
I do that on Sundays, though. Those are my double Sunday parlays. Yeah,
How many of yours hit? Four of mine hit.
I had Saquon Barkley. I hit anytime touchdown with Brian Robinson.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't hit the touchdowns with neither of the quarterbacks because they didn't
throw. Jalen Hurts.
Throwing touchdowns.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't hit Jalen Hurts on his rushing yards. Didn't hit that. Didn't hit Jaden Daniels on his rushing yards. And Terry McLaurin, I mean, Jesus, he's your best player. Can you throw him the football?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the offensive coordinator, who's that?
Two targets.
Cliff Kingsbury? Is he the offensive coordinator?
Yes, he is.
I mean, throw him a quick screen or something. I had him for 50 yards.
It's the Zach Ertz revenge game, Wiggy.
Oh, my God. All right. So pathetic.
Very sad. Very sad.
It's a Patriots Friday around these parts, and we will talk with Jelani Tavai on today's show. I'm guessing at around 7:20 or so. But before that, we will get to our leads in about 10 or 15 minutes around 6:30 this morning. And then they said it, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday at 7 or 7:20, depending on how long the leads go for. And we will certainly talk about which Bruins player Jim Montgomery says he continues to have an issue with when we get to They Said It on this morning's show. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. And Nick Kostos will join us at around 9:20 and tell you how he would wager this weekend. What are you laughing about?
Wiggy must have sent Mitch a video of his TV in his living room.
I put that on social media yesterday, last night.
We have seen the
hate is going hate.
We have seen the den of iniquity.
That's right.
That is your television.
That
is
a hell of a view. Ooh, the multi-view. Nice.
Yes.
Good choice.
Yeah, double dipping over there. Got the bees and the Thursday night football game.
I mean, there's no comparison between Wiggy setup and Greg.
It's not even.
It's like man and the boys.
It's not even close.
I appreciate the fact that Wiggy has, in his mind, the better television.
It's a setup. It's not about the TV.
Is that the only TV you have?
No, I have one in the bedroom.
I never see the bedroom one.
Because I watch TV in the living room.
I showed my bedroom one last night. Yeah. So
I watch TV in the living room.
They have different cameras for the bedroom. Which
then I have my my other room, which is like my gaming console TV in the other room. So that's where they play the video games.
It is clearly an embarrassment of riches for you when it comes to television.
I'm a TV guy. What do you want me to tell you?
That's why they call him the Parlay Playboy.
I love a good parlor, like we used to call it back in the day, decor and TVs.
Right.
I'm guessing the bedroom's much nicer because Talina probably decorates that one.
Oh, no, geez. I do all the TVs. You put them on the wall, and then you put something nice underneath it. Mm-hmm. You know, then you got a sound bar.
You got to vibe it up.
Yeah, it's all about that. You go faux. I don't mind the faux lights and the faux candles.
I understand that. If you would like to be on the show today, call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And here she is, down another 10 bucks. Courtney Cox with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, not to beat a dead horse, but the Bruins get pummeled in Dallas, 7-2 the final, with Jeremy Swayman making 31 saves on the night. Former Bruin Tyler Seguin became the first member of the 2010 NHL draft class to hit 800 points. He got 2 points against his former team. Brandon Carlo hit the boards from what most are calling a dirty hit by Jamie Benn. Carlo was shaken up. He headed to the dressing room before coming back to the ice. Jim Montgomery talked about that after the loss.
Yeah, he's a tough competitor. You know, one thing about Brando is he wears his heart out there on the ice, and he's a Bruin.
The Bees are off tonight before welcoming the Blues to the Garden tomorrow. It's a doubleheader at the Garden. The Bruins game is at 1, and then a quick turnaround before the Seas have the Raptors at 8. The Eagles are 8-2 on the season. They beat the Commanders in Thursday Night Football 26-18. It's a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai this morning about the Pats' win last weekend and matchup Sunday with the Rams. 1 p.m. kickoff at Gillette. And I know Wiggy's excited for tonight because Mike Tyson and Jake Paul will fight on Netflix. Did you see their little
skirmish?
Slap fest?
Yeah, it's a good weekend of fights. And then tomorrow night is John Jones and Murkic or something like that. And John Jones is, you know, Dana White says he's the best in the business. But, yeah, no, Tyson and Jake Paul tonight.
I mean, that's a setup, right?
Yes.
Like when Tyson goes out there and slaps Jake Paul, like that's on the script.
I don't know. Tyson's like certified. Yeah, I mean, you see him talking to the little girl when she was asking about
when he's dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, I mean, Tyson's on it. Like, he's certified, so he might be cool with you, but then when he gets ready to fight you, it might just be a whole nother switch.
Are you look at Jake Paul. If you're not expecting that, you don't stand there with your arms at your side.
I was quick.
It's a human nature.
It was quick. I would not trust Mike Tyson in any way.
Okay, this is all a ruse.
All right. Curtis, yeah, it might be a ruse in the sense of, like, the whole setup, but when they get in the ring, I think both of them, if I'm Jake Paul, I'm going 100%, because if you get caught with one of Mike Tyson's punches, I don't care if he is 58 years old, he'll take your head off, and if you're Tyson, you can't go in there half-stepping.
I can't say I particularly like either of the Paul brothers, but I do give them credit because somehow, some way, they have crafted this just, like, entertainment world between Logan being all over, like, WWE and podcasting, and now Jake is in yet another fight. It's kind of wild to me.
Yeah.
Greg, can we say, maybe not time for this now, but for later, Mike Tyson had the best superstar athlete role in any movie in The Hangover?
So good.
Like, he was so great.
I will grant you that. I'm going to have to go back and think a little bit, but I would say, what about Bob Uecker in Major League?
Okay, but not an athlete.
He's Tom Brady and 80 for Brady was pretty good.
I think probably the best.
He's got Tom Brady beat. Yeah. It would be. What about
Kareem in the television show Dave?
No, Greg, you'll know this one.
Well done, Mitch.
I think the best one is, Jesus, what's the Pittsburgh Steelers lineman from the 70s?
Mean Joe Green?
Was it Bubba Franks who was in Police Academy?
Oh, yes.
Was it Bubba Franks who was
in? I love Police Academy.
It wasn't.
Hold on.
I know who you're talking
I think it was Bubba. Hold on. No, I think it was Bubba Franks.
I know who you're talking about.
I'm going to find out. I believe it was him.
There was like five.
It was Bubba Smith. That's who it was.
In the original.
Yeah.
Because there were like four Police Academy movies.
But he was in the majority. He was in a lot of them.
Maybe more.
It was Bubba Smith who was in Police Academy.
I don't know. Shaq as Kazam was pretty good.
Oh, Shaq in a lot of the Adam Sandler movies. He's a police officer.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think Jake Paul said at least that he wagered his entire purse that he is going to get from this fight on himself. Which, I don't know, can you do that?
I think you can.
That doesn't seem appropriate.
I think you can bet on yourself. It's like golf. Yeah. Wasn't there a golfer who bet on himself? I think you can do that.
I would love a receipt of that, Greg. I would pay to see it. God in heaven.
Courtney, is that it?
That's it for trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 30 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, sunny, warming up to the...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mid-50s.
It is a Patriots Friday, and with the Tyson-Paul fight tonight, moments ago on this radio show, Curtis suggesting that Mike Tyson's cameo in the Hangover films, was it just one or was he in the second one? I don't remember.
Just the first one.
I don't even give the others any attention.
Was the single greatest athlete cameo in film. Although Jackson may disagree. Good morning, Jackson, and hello.
Good morning. I think even though he's a douche and, you know, he's kind of a, perhaps a double murderer, O.J. Simpson in The Naked Gun cannot be overlooked. He's hilarious.
That's okay? A good
Very
one.
Good.
O.J.
Very
is good. A good one.
Thank you.
If I were to say Kareem, it would be Kareem and...
Airplane?
No, the Bruce Lee movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the Airplane.
In the Airplane. No, but the Bruce Lee movie was funny.
On the Subaru of New England text line, a texter says, don't forget about Dan Marino in Ace Ventura.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Finkel is Einhorn.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Then, of course, you have Carl Weathers
as
Chubbs in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Also, he was in Star Wars, I believe, right?
Carl Weathers? Yeah, towards the later ones.
Was him that played...
No, are you talking about Lando
That's Billy Dee Williams.
That's Billy Dee Williams, right.
Lando
I'm sorry, I get them confused. My apologies.
I don't know.
Kyle Weathers is, you know what he was in? He was in the Star Wars TV shows, one of those Mandalorians or something like that.
Wasn't he also, he was in a Stallone movie.
Yeah, he was in Rocky.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Apollo Creed.
Yes, yes. Yeah, hard to argue with Apollo Creed.
Right.
That's not cameo.
Right.
That's full role.
But remember, Kyle wasn't like a superstar athlete that you would know from playing football.
Correct.
As themself, though. I feel like if you're playing a role, what I'm talking about is an athlete showing up as the athlete.
All right.
Like Dan Marino was the athlete in the.
So like Cam Neely as Seabass,
yes.
Dumb and Dumber, that doesn't count.
Oh, no, that does. I think he kind of was.
No, you can't
not
have
really
that.
Playing himself.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Then no.
We are missing a massive one.
Who's that?
Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems.
Never saw it.
Yeah, he played himself.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was good in that.
He was so good.
That's actually a really good movie, Uncut Gems.
Courtney, be honest. Were you really disappointed when you saw the plot?
Uncut Gems.
Right.
And he played himself, too.
Yes. Because I was trying to find the in I Feel Pretty, the Amy Schumer movie. There's an athlete in that one, and I can't remember.
Oh, LeBron James is in Trainwreck.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I'm thinking of, because I kept searching I Feel Pretty. It's Trainwreck, that's what it is. But then it hit me, Uncut Gems. That's
413 text from Western Massachusetts. Hello and good morning out there. Tom Brady in Ted 2.
Yeah, excellent.
That's a good one. Playing
himself. Yep. Yes.
McEnroe, was it Mr. Deeds?
Yes.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah. The Space Jam movies count?
Of course. I mean, everything's
so
open.
MJ and LeBron?
Yep.
Old show texter on a WAAF phone says Lyndon Byers in Something About Mary. So yes. Okay.
Where was he?
I thought you were going to
say.
He had a
pretty good role in Something About Mary. He had like two or three good lines in that.
I thought you were going to say Ken in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
He also had a couple lines LB did in Shallow Hal. He was in Shallow Hal.
Man, I'm trying to figure out where LB was in that.
Well, weren't there a bunch of like Green Bay Packers players in Pitch Perfect?
There were. You're right. David Bakhtiari and crew, I believe, were in Pitch Perfect in the underground battle.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a great one. Good pull.
Also, Brett Favre in Something About Mary.
Yes.
That's on the text line this morning. Text line, very accurate on a Friday. I love it this morning. Hello and thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's cold out there. There's a full beaver moon, which Curtis neglected to mention in the forecast.
What does that mean?
I wish he told me ahead of time.
I'm not even going to try to Google that.
Nice beaver.
Must mean something about, you know,
I Googled it, and it just looks like a regular full moon.
It's a full beaver moon. It's a rare occurrence. All right. Let's see. Should we try to squeeze in? Let's not even bother trying to squeeze in leads right now. We'll get to the leads coming up in a little bit. This is Jim from Ashland. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, the movie MASH. Ben Davidson and Fred Williamson.
The original MASH film?
Yep.
From 1941?
Ben Davidson, the great Oakland Raiders lineman, and Fred Williamson.
Was that even a talkie? How old are you, Jim?
I'm 71.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Well, you don't sound it. I got to tell you something. You sound awake and alive this morning. Thank you, Jim.
When you bring up Fred Williamson, you know that's 100%. Like, that's 70s. That's Jim Brown era, you know?
What about Andre the Giant in The Princess Bride?
But he didn't play himself, but that was a good role.
Jim Brown and Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday. Mm-hmm. Another great movie.
Right.
Awesome.
Wait, did you ever get an opportunity to be in a movie?
No, believe me.
You'd be so good.
Just the Hernandez doc.
Yeah, that's it. I could have been in the Hernandez movie. Like, I could have been like Prisoner 4.
Yeah.
And have a couple juicy lines.
Maybe if they make a sequel to The Town, you can be in that.
That'd be good. That'd be good. I mean, Wahlberg's and Affleck and Damon, they're always around here, so maybe they can squeeze me in something.
All right. Well, that was an excellent question, Curtis.
Thank you.
And it is the Tyson Paul fight tonight.
Yep.
What time is that? It's probably going to be
eight.
Like by the time. Well,
no, eight. But there's like starts, yeah.
It's probably like seven bouts on the undercard.
Yeah, there's a bunch on the. So probably not till like sometime after 11.
People are going to watch it though.
It's like, on Netflix.
Yeah. So. I was some of the fellas were asking about going to the casino to watch it. So I think there's some interest in it. Although
there's massive. Like think about the whole boxing world, right? For like boxing fans. Other than Canelo Alvarez, but even him, like nobody's watching boxing, and he's probably, you know, like legitimate boxers.
Yeah.
No one's watching the sport. Maybe Tyson Fury if he fights, I don't know, Anthony Joshua, but even then, so like and that's why I give Chimes right, Jake Paul, like more people come to watch Jake Paul fight, whether it's, you know, Tyson, or he fought, I think it was Nate Diaz or one of those other guys. Like,
I mean, Mike Tyson, we talked about this yesterday. He's 58 years old.
Yeah.
He may get killed.
Yeah.
He may kill someone. He's Mike Tyson.
Well, you think Jake Paul is going to kill Mike Tyson?
This is not some random 58-year-old.
I don't know, still, Curtis. Like, he's 58 years old.
Tommy Fury beat Jake Paul. Like, I think Mike Tyson has a good shot here.
But see,
I
also Jake don't Paul's think, a decent fighter.
I agree. I agree.
I mean, I love Tyson. He catches Jake Paul one of those left hooks or uppercuts. It's going to be lights out. But Jake, 58 years old, that's why they're going 2-minute rounds instead of 3-minute rounds, because
I don't think Mike Tyson signs up for this fight unless he knows he's going to win.
Well, he's getting a giant bag.
But I'm on the side that I think that they already know who's going to win. Like, I think the whole thing's fake.
So you think Jake Paul is just going to let Tyson unload on him?
Yeah.
No, they're going to go like max rounds, and then you know, he'll win by decision.
No, stupid. I think you're going to see somebody get knocked out.
Mm.
And Jake Paul.
I hope so. I hope you're right, Wiggy.
Yeah,
but I don't think so.
I think that, like, if you look at the Jake Paul fights, you know, say what you want. Those guys are going in there because they got pride. No one's going in there and going, oh, I'm about to lay down and be a meme for the rest of my life. Those guys got proud. You think Tyson's going to go in there not saying, I'm going to give it my all?
Yeah, for $40 million, I'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, of course you would do it, but you're not going to go in there and just, like, half-step and get your head knocked off.
But nothing that happens tonight is going to impact the way we view Tyson in his prime. There's never been a boxer like that.
No. But it'll just be like, you don't want to become, no pun intended, a punchline because you got Tyson memes.
Well, I mean, who's the oldest? George Foreman fought, like, into his 50s, right?
That's right. And then Michael woke up to the smell of bacon cooking on his George Foreman grill.
Remember when Holyfield fought a 58?
Yeah,
and got destroyed.
I think the oldest to ever win a title is Bernard Hopkins, who was 49 when he won the middleweight title. But that was
real fighting. This is like an exhibition fight where I think that it'll be interesting because I think it's not like Tyson's legacy is going to be any different, but it's just like you don't want to be that meme where. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a fight in person?
Yeah, I went to the. It was Manny Pacquiao. He was fighting somebody.
That's the best sporting event to go to in person.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, like really? A fight in person is. And I don't like watching it on TV, but in person, the energy in that room. I've only been to one, and it was a Habib McGregor. In Vegas, and it was like the craziest thing I've ever watched.
Oh, so you watched an MMA fight? Yeah. That's like I think that's above boxing when it comes to people falling.
USC events are awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We are going to get finally to our leads coming up next. Have you ever seen them, Sean?
No, never.
A lot of pyro. Like more pyro than actual music.
More leather than my dungeon?
Yeah, please. Don't too much information, but yes. But we had them. They did like a WAAF. We used to do this big field day concert, and it was out of doors at places, Curtis.
Was it a double shot Tuesday?
Yeah, and it was. This one was up in Guilford.
Oh yeah,
New Hampshire, Lake Winnipesaukee, and those guys. They finished up, and the pyro was. I think it's probably still burning. I would assume. So, good morning, Shime. Leeds, hello?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Today's a great day. It's a Friday, so I wanted to give you a good little energy boost heading into the weekend. One of my favorite people on the planet, has been for many, many years, is the one and only John Gruden. He kind of made his return on TikTok and YouTube doing his Feeling Really Nicey segment.
Feeling Really Nicey.
And has since been hired by Barstool. He's now a member over at Barstool.
Great hire by them.
And he was with them and like Portnoy and all the guys on their Thursday night football stream last night. And he had this to say about your quarterback, Drake May. Here is what Gruden said.
Drake May is going to be a superstar. Drake May is going to be everything you're looking for. Five star. Badass. He's a horse, man.
Mm. All right.
Five-star badass. Mm. He's going to be a superstar.
All right. I like that.
That's from your guy Gruden. Unlike the factor back Merrill Hodge, who said before the draft that Drake May is the kind of player that gets you fired. Nope. Drake May is the kind of player that's going to keep you in your job for the rest of your life.
Gonna need an A-plus effort from him on Sunday if you're going to win this football game.
It's a tough matchup, too. I think the Rams have a sneaky, good front seven,
and
that's going to make issues for your offensive line who has struggled all year long. And so Drake is going to be moving a lot in this game, and so it's going to be imperative that he plays at his best.
Yeah, them boys get after it up front with Jared Verse and
Braden Fisk is
the
awesome.
Kid, what's his name, Brian Young? Byron Young, yeah, they get after it.
Kobe right. Turner, also good.
Chime, thank you.
You're welcome, Greg.
It is a Patriots Friday, so we will talk to Jelani Tavai in about a half an hour. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm sorry, Wiggy, but I have to report the news.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers from Western Australia in a newly published medical piece in Addiction Biology reveal the startling issues with cannabis exposure.
Uh-oh.
Cannabis use is linked to increases in cancers, breast, pancreatic, liver, thyroid, and over 2.5 times more likely to get testicular cancer with cannabis use.
Uh-oh.
They say that it's the compounds of THC and CBD are at the heart of this, that there's micronuclear fragmentation that impacts your cell's genetic material and leads to a startling 30% acceleration of cellular aging in users as young as 30. Also, birth defects have been seen higher in people, no pun intended, that use cannabis. So I always like to say that drinking is bad for you, and it sure is, and marijuana has always been better, but as cannabis becomes more and more pervasive and legal in society, it's wise to pay attention to things like this.
All right.
Uh-oh, Coach.
I mean, nowadays, there's not everything gives you cancer. Go outside. It's windy out there today. Well, certain winds can now, they've been linked to, you know, heel cancer.
Yeah.
Toe cancer.
That's right. Can't argue that.
Yeah.
Everything. So it's live your life.
I mean, hey. But Curtis the Buzzkill told us a couple weeks ago we can't even enjoy a delicious snack in a bag anymore. Those are all dangerous.
Right.
So
I mean, enjoy your life, man. When your number's called, it's called.
But that's a double whammy. Like, you blaze, and then you get the munchies. And so you're doing double.
But I don't really do snacks
double,
in a bag,
you're doing double damage
to
yourself.
You do snacks in a bag every morning
on the show.
What do you mean snacks in a bag every morning?
You go down and get something every morning. From
yeah, I usually get a Snickers.
Oh, okay.
I usually get a frozen Snickers.
No, you're like a pretzels.
No, if you look at it, 90% of the time I get a Snickers. I need chocolate in my life.
Oh, you do chocolate?
Oh, so it's just something about chocolate.
In the morning?
Amen.
All you know. It's like I'm an addict to chocolate. I mean, clearly look at my wife, but chocolate does something to me.
Okay. All right. Great lead, Curtis. Thank you. We are going to get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a Patriots Friday next.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.